oh, 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 oh. Everybody just clap your hands and say, oh, 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 oh. Behold, he comes. He's riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Hallelujah. We're going to lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. Yeah. These are the days of it. Servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of your harvest. The fields are all white in the world, yeah. We are the laborers that are in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds and shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. So lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Oh, yeah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord, oh yeah. And these are the days of his servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Hallelujah. These are the days of your harvest. The fields are all wide in the world, yeah. And we are the laborers that are in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes. Come on, lift your hands. Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the concrete trumpet's call. You better lift your voice, because it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Oh, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. You better lift your voice, because it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 And there's no God like Jehovah. And there's no God like Jehovah. Come on. There is no God like Jehovah, and there is no God like Jehovah, and there is no God like Jehovah, and there is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah, and there is no God like Jehovah, and there is no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, yes, riding on the clouds, yes, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet call. Lift your voice, because it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation. Behold, he comes. Come on. Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation. Behold, he comes. riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you love him, just clap your hands. If you love him, just clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Zion is calling us to a higher praise, a praise. To stand upon the mountain to magnify his holy name. To tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling you to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain to magnify his holy name. To tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling you to a higher place of praise. Oh, Zion is calling you to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and magnify his holy name. Oh, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us to a higher place. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Come on, worship him. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Come on, lift your hands. I love you, Jesus. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. More than anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for your time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, is where you will find all messages archived as well as the speaker's bios. The theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter such as Minister Brenda was, as a psalmist such as Minister Roslyn was, or as a host such as I am, or you have a word to share from the Lord or a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa will contact you, and on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Please join us. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call, the MMC, is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. That number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges, please use the bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, so our MMC call is hosted this morning by manager Shirley James, and the speaker this morning will be none other than our commercial director, Jose Maunara. It is Presidential Tuesday. Please tune in. Now, there are three things I'd like to tell you about the person that's coming before us this morning to bring the word. And after I do so, I am going to pray. And after praying, the next voice that you hear will be that of our anointed speaker of the morning. Dr. Pastor Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Her unique approach in expounding God's word will stir you, for she is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. Presently, Dr. Vanessa serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Towley, Sr., is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to once again be in your presence, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for the speaker that is coming to bring us the word that you have laid on her heart this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord, that you will fill her till she wants no more, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would open our ears and our hearts, Lord, so that we could hear the word that will come forth this day and that we can gather understanding and hide it deep within the recesses of our hearts. Lord, we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Janice Robinson. We appreciate you, your love for God and your love for the Master's call. Thank you for hosting us this morning. Warmest kingdom greetings to everyone from Prairie View, Texas. And it's already climbing up higher to get very warm today to the glory of God. A big shout out of thanks to our dear minister, Brenda, our Mississippi queen, for giving that shout out, that powerful, powerful tag this morning, triumphant in his truth Tuesday. I like that. We're going to work that one today. Amen and amen for you. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for giving us that anointed worship in song. Those songs I used to sing a lot when we were in Tulsa at Higher Dimension, so that brought back beautiful memories. Thank you for leading us into the very presence of the Lord. And to my co-founder hanging out there in Woodbridge, Virginia, Dr. Pecola Roberts, we esteem the God in you and all that you do for the Master's Call family and just for the body of Christ. We thank you. And to all of our family, as I scroll up and down this board, just so excited to see so many of you. So we're going to get right into the word of the Lord. We pray that your hearts are open and that this word blesses you, that this your handmaiden is decreasing as the Spirit of the Lord is increasing in me. Our message for today, focus on being faithful with a firm follow through to the finish. Our three F's for today. Focus. How are we going to do that? We're going to be faithful with a firm, no jello face, firm follow through. You know, for a lot of us, we get started, but woo, that follow through catches us with a firm follow through. And we're going to do it to the finish. Our text scripture comes from a very familiar passage in 1 Timothy 2:12-14, where that apostle Paul wrote to it was to the church at Ephesus, which Timothy as a young man was pastoring, and he wrote it from the Roman prison. And 1 Timothy 2:12-14 reads, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. But then verse 14, but the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Focus on being faithful with a firm follow through to the finish. And I want to thank so many of you all tuned in on Sunday when I brought the word at the Mount, my church, Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church in Heavenly Hempstead. And it was Mission Sunday, and the theme that I was given by the Mission Society was remembering what to forget. You know that'll preach. I'm going to bring it on sometime, but we're going to go a little different this morning. But we use this text a lot because Paul was, wreaked havoc in the church, had a messed up background where, as Saul, he was the persecutor. He was the blasphemer. He was very violent, dragging folks out of their home to kill him because they called on the name of Jesus. And we want to not focus on our past. All of us have done some stuff. I always say all of us got a little Halloween in our closet, some skeletons that we think that the blood of Jesus covers us. But today, this beginning of a new month, a new season, a new fresh wind of God in our life, we want to decide this day that we're going to be faithful and we're going to be firm and follow through. Stay with it. Keep the main thing, to the finish. Because we're beginning this month, yesterday being the first of the month, we're still in the early part. And the eighth month, we know what the eight means, new beginnings, a new season, a new time, even for this year. And we must all strive to be focused on the things important to God and not our flesh. We must decide to make sure that we're prioritizing God's priorities and stay focused. We know the acronym for focus. We've been hearing it through the years. Firmly on course until successful. Firmly on course until successful. How many of us made commitments? I don't even call them New Year's resolutions anymore. But we made some promises really first to ourselves and to God. And before we could get out of the gate good, some of us lasted, woo, through that first quarter. We made it into March. We were still confessing and believing and doing what we said we were going to do. But here we are in August, and some of us about to run out of gas. Others are on fumes. And we cried out, Lord, don't want to grow weary in well-doing. Today we're going to get a fresh wind in this fresh new month and decide we're going to stay firmly on course until successful. So what are we focusing in on? Well, it should always revolve around being faithful to Christ. And what does it mean to be faithful? Well, you can always believe in us starting on the same page on one accord with great understanding. And according to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, as an adjective, faithful is described as remaining loyal and steadfast. Remaining loyal and steadfast. Another definition was true to the facts or to the original. True to the facts or the original. What did we say when we started this year? What did we say we were going to do? What did we promise God we were going to do, be, and become? See, our desire, our goal should be to focus on being found faithful, being firm, and following through until we cross the line to the finish. Well, how do you do that, Dr. V? I'm so glad you asked. One of the first things, first, only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. Yeah, some of y'all need to write that one down, because when the enemy, woo, hurls all those fiery darts and you have those hiccups from hell, and it just seems like everything is toe up from the flow up, jacked up sideways, as we say. Remember, only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. We will always have holy haters. Holy haters will never go away. Understand that. But decide they have no heaven or hell to put you in. God said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are all precious in the sight of God. Oh, greater is he. I love that 1 John 4:4. Greater is he. That's the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Jehovah Rohi guide that is in you than he that is in the world. So choose each and every day, this new beginnings of this month, to see yourself as God sees you. God does not make any junk. And what the world may call junk in the sight of God may be his treasure. Learn to take even what the world calls a hot mess and let God make it into a Holy Ghost message that will help so many others. See, when I ministered on Sunday, I talked about, boy, Paul had, we love to talk about Apostle Paul and all the great things Paul has, and that was one of the things we want to focus and remember, but some things that we have to be honest, Paul was rough as Saul. I mean, he had a zeal, and I talked about zeal without knowledge is a dangerous thing. See, a lot of us may have zeal, but we're going in the wrong direction. A lot of us may be up and the cheerleader of all, but we cheer for the wrong things. And when he was Saul, he was really way off course. till he had a Damascus Road experience. And for all of us, you know, our BC days, before Christ days, when we were out there, as my mother would say, the Lord blesses babies and fools, and you all of age, so you know where you landed. You know, that was a nice way. My mother had all these crazy sayings that would just slap you all upside the head with a smile. And so we knew that when he was Saul, man, he had a background. He had a past. All of us have a past. So let that propel you to do better. Let that be your motivator that, God, I know that you redeemed the time, and I repent. I got to repent now for the time and the talents that I wasted. But I thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And you're going to take that mess. And it's a mess now. We ain't going to lie about that. It's a mess. And we're going to let God, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the balm of Gilead, take it and be a message that reminds others if he can do it for Saul and make him Paul, he can do it for me. See, even when the world says that you fail, no, you are not a failure. You know, the acronym for FAIL is Forever Acquiring Important Lessons. I like that because that means that there's a second chance in there somewhere. Forever Acquiring Important Lessons. And what that means is when you failed, as long as you, a dear friend Les Brown would always say, if you can look up, you can get up and then go up to be better in whatever God's called you to be. If you can look up, look to those hills which cometh your help. If you can look up, you know that there's still a second chance in your future, third, 28th chance. Come on. Every inventor learned how to productively fail. Like Thomas Edison, over 1,000. He said, I didn't fail. I just learned what ways didn't work. Like Walt Disney, I love to read his story, and he was a spirit-filled, loving the Lord, Bible-toting Christian who went bankrupt 7 times to have us love some mouses called Mickey and Minnie because he was so determined to help people be happy. Now, I don't know how he kept his joy or his wife stood by his side because, you know, most of y'all after that first bankruptcy, you'd have been, okay, honey, you had a good idea, but after that second one, that eyebrow was up, and then you were pulling out some luggage. Forget making it to the 7th. Let's just keep it real. But he learned to press through those failures, like George Washington Carver. Oh, with all those discoveries of how to use a peanut. Some of it seemed nutty, but it was a way that made him a millionaire and a man we celebrate. Always rehearse God's word that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in Philippians 4:19. Let the word propel you toward purpose. Let the word push you towards purpose. Pray until something happens. Let the word prune us, purge us, purify us like that rose getting clipped from the dead ends, like your hair, when you clip those split ends and dead ends, they got to go so it can promote us. Ah, that means staying on the potter's wheel. Keep your focus, faith, through your journey, always remembering that faith, it's the currency of the kingdom to make it to heaven. Let me say that again, because, see, we think fiat or cryptocurrency is our currency for our lifestyles today, but in the realm of the spirit so that we can really walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is our currency of the kingdom. All this morning we're talking about focus on being faithful with a firm follow through to the finish. There's an absolute true saying that says your attitude will determine your altitude. Many have charisma, but no character. So we quickly see and learn that we don't want to let us have our gifts take us, elevate us, expose us, but then our character, or our lack of it, can't keep us there. We must keep our hearts pure, sensitive to his voice. His sheep know his voice because you spend time with him. And the voice of a stranger you will not follow. Stay humble in our attitude and actions, It wasn't because of us. It was because of the grace of God, the anointing of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God flowing in us, through us, that came out of us in the light of God's presence. We can honestly see ourselves, then we make the decision, often hard decision, to always do it God's way. And a lot of times the right way, the righteous way, is usually the most difficult way to get something done, but we better still do it his way. Yes, 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 yes. To always choose to only say what God says about you. Make sure your mouth isn't rehearsing the devil's script, but that you're saying what God says, so that that destiny will remain. To always choose, no matter what it looks like, to say the word of God. See, consistency is not a cuss word, y'all. Consistency is that follow through. It's not a cuss word. Our God is not schizophrenic, and he lives big in us when we let him. Being humble, walking in humility, means the quality or state of not thinking you are better than other people, the quality or state of being humble, freedom from pride or arrogance. Biblical humility means believing what God says about you over anyone else's opinion, including your own. It requires embracing who you are in Christ over who you are in the flesh. To be biblically humble is to be free of concern for your own ego. We know what ego means, an acronym, edging God out, that you undeservedly elevate those around you. How do Christians have humility? Well, see and treat others better than yourself. You know, I make a big deal of it on the morning motivational call, and I mean it because I preach it and prophesy it, so that some kind of way it's going to get in all of our spirits, that we're servant leaders. We're doing it the Jesus way, where we're serving others through leadership, that we prefer the others, to encourage others, to demonstrate for others, training others, mentoring others as leaders, not dictators, not with any spirit of haughtiness or arrogance, but to know that everybody had an alpha and you all have a learning curve. I love to see how when people join our master's call team, as many of them have never preached, especially to audiences that are going all over the world, and not used to the protocol of preaching, but are willing. They always tease me about they're in the nest, and Mother Eagle will lovingly, I'll take a wing and, yes, push them out. And when I look back year two, three, 5 years later when they've been on this call, and I mean doing awesome, they had to start. You've never seen a baby. Look at yourself. You know, you didn't get up and just start running. You scooted. You pulled up. You took a step or two and fell. Then you start taking more steps and we're really walking and everybody was cheering you on. That's what we want to do here in the realm of the spirit. We cheer you on to be the best that you can be, accountable to God and humble for your process and growth. So meditate on his humility. And wow, he'll take you far. He'll use you greatly because there's so much deep treasure that we all need inside of us. We need what you have in you. And as I often say in love, many of us need to just get off our blessed assurance and get on our way of maybe doing some stumbling. And that first time you led praise and worship, you didn't hit all the notes, especially since we're doing it a cappella. But you did it as unto the Lord, and the anointing came through. Some of the most celebrated singers don't have a real high or a real low range. They're not like my homegirl up the street, Yolanda Adams, can also say sing, or Kim Burrell, also in Houston, they can sing. But you have others who have a beautiful range, but not all that high or low like a CeCe White, but the anointing on her voice. Oh, that alabaster box makes everybody want to get down prostrate before the Lord. But she'll tell you the story of for mom and daddy, because his pastors made her push her out there to start singing. And as we do whatever we're called to do, as the old saints say, we get gooder and gooder and gooder. And one day we become great at what we do, but we stay humble through it all. Oh, we'll continue this series tomorrow, the next time we're together, on focus on being faithful with a firm follow through, staying focused to the finish. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Janice. You're not, we can't hear you if you're talking, Minister Janice. We still can't hear you. Okay, while she's getting her phone together.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you for you to lead us in our prayer request. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, for that message, staying focus. And we are now going to pray over our prayer request. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to have heard such a rich word, Lord. Lord, let it settle in our hearts and our minds and feed us, Lord, throughout the day as we continue our journey. Lord, we come before you for our prayer request, Lord, asking you to bring comfort to those among us who are experiencing illness, Lord, asking you to visit the sick room, visit the hospital, Lord, and bring them your peace and your comfort and your healing. Lord, we ask you to visit the houses of those whose hearts are heavy this day with grief, Lord. We know, Lord, that your peace is beyond all understanding and that you will give it to those who rest, rule, and abide in you. We thank you, Lord, for your peace that you are giving to the hearts of those who are grieving. Lord, we thank you for the successes and that have been done in your name this week, Lord, in the lives of those your people, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those things that have been done that bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the challenges, Lord. We thank you for the challenges, those things that seem to be in our way, Lord, that we will move out our way because we have our faith in you, Lord, and we know that all things are possible with you, Lord. We thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. We again invite you to listen to the playback of this message. Well, to hear it, you can call 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call, which is reached at 667-770-1525. With the PIN being 294-617-PAN, 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-PAN. Thank you again, Thomas Rosman, for our time of worship and song. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you again, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for new beginnings, for new opportunities to worship and glorify your name, for us learning this new day to focus even more on you, but to make a decision, Father God, to remain faithful, to follow through to the finish. So let this word today saturate their hearts and marinate in their minds so that they'll stay on the mission until they can say it is accomplished in you. And we will, through all we say and do this day, give you and you alone, Father, all of the glory, all of the honor, and we praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Go on over to that Presidential Tuesday and be blessed by our dear Jose Molinar with manager Shirley. Love you much. Be blessed. Bye-bye.